Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
We send it back to the Ak Chin Community Studios, all the way from Nashville, back to Phoenix, and Jarrett Carlin.
Thank
what
you.
What do you got for us, Jarrett?
On the Patrick Peterson thing real quick, though, a lot of people online are saying that don't trade him, keep him, but take away his captaincy. If you keep
that'll make him happy.
I was going to say, if you keep him, you cannot antagonize him further. So I don't see that as a realistic option.
Yeah, and that might be at the root of it all.
Maybe.
So we'll see.
All right, yay or nay, here are some quick NFL draft ones to start off. The Arizona Cardinals have 10 picks going into the NFL draft. Yay or nay, they will make at least 9 picks in this draft.
Yay. Bickley's giving me the who cares face.
It's a number. I don't know.
All right, forget it. Thank you for playing along.
You.
You're wonderful.
You're welcome.
All right,
we didn't really play along.
No, we didn't at all.
All right, how about this? Yay or nay? It is more likely that Josh Rosen will be on the Cardinals to start next season than Patrick Peterson.
Well, that's a good question.
I will say nay to that.
I will say nay as well. I will say...
Well, how about give me most,
when you think about it.
Give me most likely to least likely.
Okay,
both are on the team. Only Rosen or only Peterson or neither.
I would say the least likely of them all would be only Rosen on the team.
Yes, I would agree with that.
It's a hard one to conceptualize because they would have to draft Kyler Murray for this scenario to even matter, right? Because if Josh Rosen's the quarterback, then he wins.
But
the Patrick Peterson thing, this is what's going to be what's hard to gauge here is because what is he angry about, and are the Cardinals to blame for it? Because if they're not, they might throw up their hands like you are. Enough of this.
Yeah, but I mean the timing of this right before the draft puts them in a corner.
Yeah.
And that would be a hard trade to engineer from scratch the week of the draft. I think he'll be on the team, and they'll go down that road of trying to patch things up again, whatever the ailment is. But, I forget what you said, Jared. It was so long ago.
Okay, good. Most likely, the least likely was Rosen and Peterson, Rosen, Peterson, or neither. Beginning of next season. What's the most likely scenario? How about that? Just give me that one.
Just Peterson.
Just Peterson, not Rosen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yay or nay, there will be more wide receivers taken in the first round than there will be Pac-12 players.
Yay. 2-1.
So you're saying Dillard's the only Pac-12 player going?
Yes.
So N'Keal Harry not in the first round then.
Or Byron Murphy?
Oh, yeah.
I think it might.
I'll say 2-1.
I think it might be a push. I think it might be 2-2.
Might be 2-2.
I saw a mock draft recently that didn't have any wide receivers, or a bold prediction that said no wide receivers in the first round.
That would be strange. You know what I mean?
That would be strange.
I mean, this is a highly coveted skill position.
Yeah, but you got a bunch of guys in that same group, whether it's Metcalf or Brown or Harry. They could all go in the first round, but they could all dip, and I've seen projections both ways.
All right. Mel Kiper Jr. In Nashville right now, the biggest of the big of the analysts. Yay or nay? Count Von Count is the best Sesame Street character.
Oh, absolutely not. The best Sesame Street character is the Cookie Monster.
Really?
No doubt about it. Yeah, to me, I think the Cookie Monster is incredibly cool.
His name is Count Von Count?
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. 1, 2, 3. I love it. Now, have you seen what they've done with the Cookie Monster in recent years? They've sort of made him eat more vegetables. They've had him
learn
how to control his urges.
Oh, then forget it. I like the out of control.
He's now
monster.
The celery monster.
I yeah. See, not really. They're doing that whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're piecing up.
He's still
the cookie monster.
That's for celery. That's way better for me. Me my cookie.
I would say nay, and I'll just play along with the labels that are on me. Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, that's good.
All right. We found out earlier that Dan did not watch the show Friends. Yay or nay, the biggest show ever that you did watch but did not get or like or thought was overrated is MASH.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it, okay. Was there a show that maybe you caught one or a few episodes of and just did not get it?
I think for me, it would have been Lost. I started it, and I loved the first episode, and then I'm just like, this is just too weird. And
that would probably be for me, too. I did go back. I pulled a Jarrett because I watched the first season, and then I watched the last episode ever, like the finale.
Yeah.
And wow, talk about being lost.
Yeah, I couldn't put the pieces together on that show. And so I think that's where I would be with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps the biggest movie of all time is opening in just a few hours, actually, tomorrow.
Is that the new one with Seth Rogen?
That's right. It's where he inexplicably falls in love, I'll use the quotes, with a leggy blonde. They already did that movie, and then they're doing it again.
That's not inexplicable. The inexplicable part would be the other way.
That's a good point. That's true.
Yeah.
But no, the Avengers... Endgame is coming out. How are you doing on that Marvel binge, by the way?
I'm still at one.
Some binge.
I didn't get to a theater.
Some binge.
To see Captain Marvel, but that's next on the list.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a better question for you, Jarrett.
Yes.
Did you even ask your question?
No, but what's the question, Joe?
My question would be, who will kill more beloved figures this weekend, Thanos or the Night King from Game of Thrones?
You have almost exactly the question. It was going to be, it was going to be specifically yay or nay, more than two Avengers characters will die by the end of Avengers.
I would have to say yay.
I don't believe that I'm qualified to answer this question, so I'm going to take the fifth.
Captain America? Who else?
They would never... Hell, maybe... I don't know.
Do these qualify as spoilers, or are these just theories?
No, these are theories.
These are theories. Okay. These are theories. You can't... you're not going to kill the Hulk.
Right.
But I think maybe Iron Man gets wasted, because he's so... Here's the thing, too, about these shows. It's...
Movies.
They become great by surprising you. It's Game of Thrones' thing. But then you get to the point where the characters become so iconic, you don't want to kill them off. Even the writers don't want to kill them off. And I've seen interviews with both Marvel writers and Game of Thrones writers where it's like, they've got to be reminded, hey, this is who we are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We might chop off a very popular character's head off in a season finale and tough, deal with it.
Yeah, but... Game of Thrones, at least to me, appears to be...
We're out of time here.
Impervious of that. Do you have one more real quick?
Yeah, I have a few more. We're out of time. It's National Denim Day. Do you own a denim shirt or jacket?
Nay. I used to. I had a great denim shirt in the early 90s.
Really?
Oh,
long sleeve or short sleeve?
Long sleeve.
I had a denim long sleeve polo shirt.
And
polo, the brand.
Blue denim?
And it was blue. And it was blue denim.
Now did you guys ever wear the blue denim shirt with jeans, blue jeans? So you were full Leno.
Nay.
Nope.
Full Leno.
Full Leno. I might have done that. I might have done that, but never the cowboy boots with it.
No. I would have wear it only with a pair of off-white slacks.
Ah.
Got a good look. Yeah.
Dig up a picture of that.
I think I probably have some.
All right.
It was my go-to wedding attire. It's yay or nay. For better or worse, we do it every Wednesday here on Bickley and Murata. Back to wrap things up from day one in Nashville after this, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Burns and Gambo.
It was around this time last year that we learned the Browns were going to take Baker Mayfield number one. So with just one day to go before the first round of the draft, will the Cardinals' plans leak out before they're on the clock?
Burns and Gambo, afternoons, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
What is up, homie? Dan Bickley here, and that is more than a greeting, folks. It is the question you have to ask when buying or selling your next home, and that's because Homie is redefining the market. It's real estate as it should be. They do it by giving you experienced agents, easy-to-use software, and here's the best part, no 6% commission. They charge you $1,500 to list and sell your home, and that's it. That is a pittance compared to what some people spend to sell their home, and the latter should have your attention, because in the past, you had two ways to sell your home. You hired a licensed real estate agent, and you'd fork over 6% for maybe not a lot of work. The average real estate agent spends, on average, 16 hours selling the average home. A lot of averages in that sentence, but that's a lot of money to spend either way. The other way was you put up a for sale sign in front of your house and you hope you had traffic, and that was a crapshoot and not exactly the most profitable way, quickest way to sell your home. Homie has figured this whole thing out, folks. They have provided you with teams of agents. Say you're selling your home. You get a $1,500 flat fee. You get a team of agents. You get streamlined listing and marketing. If you decide to buy your home with Homie, you qualify for $5,000 in refunds from closing costs. You get a dedicated agent. You get on-demand tours, and you can also get your loan from Homie. They give you great rates. They provide everything for you. They have your back. They help you price your home, sell your home for top dollar, and negotiate your best offer. And best of all, they're going to be with you every step of the way, reminding you that paying 6% is old and tired and not necessary. Never pay 6%. Go see what I'm talking about. Go to homie.com for the future of real estate. That's homie.com.
Enjoy comfort year-round with a new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, we test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traneinfo.com. It's hard to stop a Trane.
The IRA type that allows for tax-deferred growth and withdrawal of all earnings tax-free. All earnings on a Roth IRA are tax-free. However, if you make over $122,000 per year, those contributions may be reduced or even eliminated. I'm Jeff Jr., president of Trajan Wealth, and we have a solution. It's called Covert Roth. Covert Roth allows you to convert your current taxable plans to a Roth and may allow you to make contributions if you're over the income limits. When you start taking withdrawals with a 401k or IRA, those withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income, which may put you in a higher tax bracket. They also force you to take withdrawals by 70 and a half. And if you don't, they will penalize you 50%. 50%! Avoid these taxes and penalties with Covert Roth. Visit covertroth.com or call Trajan Wealth at 480-990-3300.
Trajan Wealth does not provide tax advice. Consult with your tax professional regarding your tax situation.
How many times have you heard some car dealership yell, truckloads and truckloads? Well, I don't need to yell truckloads and truckloads, but there are over 60 makes and models right now of pre-owned cars, and some as low as $99 a month at Coulter Tempe and Coulter Infinity. It's part of the reprocess sale that's only lasting through the rest of this month, but the selection is outstanding and the prices are amazing. Of course, there's a great selection of pre-owned Cadillac Escalades at Coulter Tempe and gorgeous pre-owned QX80s at Coulter Infinity. But I've always told you, when you buy from Coulter, it doesn't matter what car you're buying, you'll always be treated to a luxury car buying experience. And right now in this reprocessed sales event, you can get cars as low as $99 a month from the two most respected dealerships in the valley. So whether you're a luxury car buyer just wanting to save a little money on your child's car, or whether you're going through hard times and this is exactly what you needed, go to one of the two locations of this reprocessed sale, which is going on at Coulter Infinity in Mesa and Coulter Tempe just off the 10 and Elliott in the Tempe Autoplex.
With more than 6,000 hotels across the country, a great hotel by Wyndham is closer than you think. Book direct at WyndhamHotels.com.
FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata, song of the day. Brought to you by Vital 4 Men. Sometimes you want to hit rewind. Now you can with Vital 4 Men. Find out more at vital4men.com.
Wow, is this a rock and roll version of Friends, Vinny? Or is this just the theme from Friends? I guess this would be the theme.
Yeah. I was just going to announce that Wilmer Flores is batting. This is his walk-up music. No, this is to dig at you.
Oh, that's okay.
Jared put out a poll.
Sorry, I don't feel I don't feel bad at all for not ever getting into Friends.
Now, are you familiar with this song, though, enough that you knew this was the Friends theme?
Yes, you
know,
I did know
that. Do you know who sings this?
No idea.
The Rembrandts.
Oh, okay. Maybe because I was never in the pro-Jennifer Aniston camp. I mean, some people think she's just
We've had that discussion.
Gorgeous.
She's like at the near the top of my list.
And she wouldn't even be
all-timer
on my list.
First ballot Hall of
and
Famer.
And she wouldn't even be on my list.
Really?
Really.
That's because you didn't watch Friends.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Bickley admitted earlier he had never watched an episode of Friends. A lot of other people chimed in, had your back. You got some abuse from people, though, too.
Oh, I got a... you should see the abuse I'm getting from my friends. I mean, they're...
Isn't that ironic? Your friends are ripping you for not watching Friends.
Right, right.
This just in during the show today, and I wanted to bring it up real quick because we mentioned it earlier about, you know, after the Frank Clark trade to the Kansas City Chiefs and that big contract he got from Kansas City, held that up against Tyreek Hill. Today, Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe said he will not file charges against Tyreek Hill and his fiance Crystal Espinal after an investigation into possible child abuse, according to the Kansas City Star. Howe added that he believes a crime took place, but there wasn't the evidence to conclusive evidence that who committed the crime. So his take was somebody was violent against this kid, but there wasn't enough evidence to proceed that it was Tyreek Hill and his fiance.
Huh.
Which is
kind of
heartbreaking for the child.
Oh, it really is.
Because, I mean, that's just, it's one of those more to come stories. So just wanted to get that out there since it had come up on today's show.
Man.
Also on today's show, I mentioned today is the 25th anniversary. It's been making its way on social media. And, you know, we had Trey Wingo on earlier, and he was sitting at a meeting or lunch somewhere with Mel Kiper Jr. here in Nashville. So credited, Mel Kiper started this whole draft craze. And I think people probably thought he was crazy when he started his newsletter and his Mel Kiper scouting business.
Yeah.
But look where it's grown. And I don't think anybody's more responsible for it than him. You agree?
The mock draft, the nonstop examinations of it all, it all flowed from him first.
So 25 years ago today, the Colts passed on Trent Dilfer. They needed a quarterback with the 10th overall pick. They passed on Trent Dilfer, and they took linebacker Trev Alberts out of Nebraska, which, does that clip start with Mel Kiper or Bill Tobin, Jarrett?
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Wow.
It continued later on at press conferences. Tobin still kept taking shots at Mel Kiper. To be fair, Trev Alberts, as the fifth overall selection of the draft, he had an injury-riddled career which lasted 3 seasons. He started 7 games as an NFL player. Trent Dilfer was the argument that Mel Kiper made that the Colts needed their franchise quarterback. He never became a franchise quarterback, but he had a lot longer career and he won a Super Bowl. It would have been the more prudent pick, as history tells us.
Trent Dilfer might be the only quarterback, maybe the only football player. Well, that's probably a stretch. But how many quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl whom you say is a better commentator / analyst than he was a football player? Probably not many.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Now, that is funny. There was a time when the Tobins were one of the first families of football. Bill, his brother Vince, right? And I had forgotten that Mel Kiper rant. I remember that as it was going on, and I'm like, that is funny. That is funny. Because think about how many mock drafts there are now, and think about how many draft experts there are now. Think about how many television hours are logged to it, how many people are now serving television roles that are identical to the one that Mel Kiper first created. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the father of all of this, in my opinion.
Yeah. Tip of the cap to you, Mel. And he's a great radio guest, too. Comes on a couple times a year, is always tremendous with us.
Yeah.
Speaking of mock drafts, updated mock draft tracker up until tomorrow when the draft gets underway at ArizonaSports.com. But we had referenced on Monday's show Sam Farmer putting together his beat reporter mock draft on the LA Times website.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Summers represented the Cardinals with the number one pick, did not take Kyler Murray, took Quinn and Williams, the belief, and Kent kind of shared his thoughts on it. I don't believe they're going to go quarterback 2 years in a row in the first round. ESPN yesterday did their NFL Nation writers mock draft. So Josh Weinfuss went out to Bristol to represent the Cardinals. And with the first pick, he did take Kyler Murray.
Wow.
And it's interesting to note, as I brought up earlier in the show, too, the odds on Kyler Murray being the number one overall pick, they're falling.
They're dropping.
Quite precipitously.
They're dropping.
Yes.
I can't wait to find out more on this story today of what exactly went down. Deal breaker or proof that a deal has already been made?
Yeah. I wonder how much we'll find out after the fact of what actually transpired. Right. Here's something to brighten your day on our way out. Dan Bickley just made my top 10 list for not ever having watched Friends. That's from Becky.
Really?
He got into her top 10 now.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Outstanding.
Thanks to our guest today, Eddie Johnson. And Trey Wingo. I want to thank Ryan Porth and everybody out here at in Nashville, 102.5 The Game in Nashville, for putting up with us for the last 4 hours and letting us crash in their studios. We appreciate it.
Do you think they were listening to us to go, let's see what those guys are like? I think they were, like, you know, checking us out.
Scouting talent?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't.
Not us.
Not us.
They'd probably do it for another show, not for us. Burns and Gambo up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.